This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here on the real side. Always
700. There you go. Yeah. You gotta know what button to hit. You usually know what button to hit. Usually has nothing to do with the board, though. I'm Joe, senior host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things that you've been taught to be afraid of, all the labels the left, the label-less left, right? Because if you ask them, they'll tell you, we don't like labels. We don't like label things. I mean, if you ever watch Tucker Carlson, some of the Democrats he has on there will always tell him how they don't like labels. They don't like you to label people. But yet every one of those labels in my book are the ones that they put on guys like me. So I don't know. Either they're confused or I'm confused. I don't have a clue as to what's going on, obviously. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Got a lot going on tonight. We're going to talk about Mueller's prosecutors being rebuked again. I mean, the judge is tearing these guys up. And then you've got more cultural appropriation. God bless. Does this mean the Mexican guy at my favorite Italian restaurant can't cook my food anymore? How does that work? I'm not quite sure. And then and then you know what scares me about, again, some of the new Dems especially coming up? That, what's her name? What's the lady's name in New York?
Ocasio-Cortez.
That 28-year-old, right.
Alexandria.
Yeah. The Hispanic girl in New York. We'll leave it that way. That I can pronounce. You know, I mean, every comment that she's made so far about socialism, about capitalism, what have you, apparently she never went to school in this country. She must have gone to school in Cuba or something, because whole different mindset as to what is going on. It's just totally amazing to me. So I've asked, he's been on the show a couple times in the past. Dave Goss joins me. Dave, you with me?
Yes, thanks for having me on, Joe.
Always fun to have you on. You know, I tell people all the time that we talk about Trump Singles. You're the founder of Trump Singles.
Yes.
And you're married, so you don't partake of Trump Singles, right?
Do not, nope.
Okay. That's very smart, good.
Right.
But will you quickly tell people, before we get into these other stories, how you came about? Because I think it's great, you know, sitting there on the couch and all of a sudden.
Yeah, just sitting on the couch. I realized that Brendan sent me a message saying that there's a BernieSingles.com, and I was like, that's ridiculous. And I went and I started looking around.
Wait a minute. Before you go on, was the Bernie Singles site free? Cause
oh, of course. Everything was free on there. They weren't even making any money because and they're not here around today. Go figure. Just like socialist countries. I thought it was a good idea to, because there's so much hatred towards the Trump supporters. I went and I looked. There's no Trump Singles. I grabbed the website. I went and started it up. Me and my friend just thought it'd be fun, something to do through his campaign, and we got it going, and people started finding it. All of a sudden, we got popular. I was doing radio shows, TV shows, Fox News, all over the place, and it just took off from there. And I'd heard a bunch of stories about people going on dates and just being left in the restaurant, walked away, had drinks thrown on them, just because they were supporting Trump. So we decided to find a, we used this as a way to connect those people with people that wouldn't throw drinks on them or wouldn't leave them with the bill.
I think that's great. I just, I think that's wonderful. Oh, God. So, anyway, let's talk. You went last night, and I couldn't go, but you went to Dinesh D'Souza's movie premiere, if you would, in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Right?
Death of a Nation.
And you got to meet a lot of great people there, but and we'll get to that in a second. Give us an overview. We'll get into detail in a second, but get to us. Give us an overview of what the movie was about.
The movie was about, so we always hear how the right are Nazis and how we're the fascists. And it's really the way that Dinesh D'Souza really outlines it and really puts it together, you realize that it's more of the left and the Antifa and the progressives that have a lot more in common with fascism and with the Nazi regime, Mussolini, the black shirts, than the right does.
Yep.
They want to say that the right has that the right was the fighting in the South and wanted slavery, when you realize that it was the Dixiecrats, it was the Southerns that were the Southern Democrats that wanted that slavery. And then he even goes and points out a great point about the immigrants that came in from to the North that were used by Northern Democrats in almost the same way. It was kind of a different way of slavery.
The Irish and the German. There was a whole bunch of different groups that came in. Yeah.
Yes, and so slavery wasn't just there was the flat out, as we know it, slavery that was going on in the South, but there was a lot of it, the kind of an underhanded slavery that was going on in the North that he talks about, and then how Lincoln wanted to get rid of it. He was done with it. You know, there's a lot more that went into the Civil War than just slavery, but slavery was a big part of it. And if you look at the John Wilkes Booth, he was a Democrat. A lot of the people that were supporting John Wilkes Booth were Democrat. So there was it was the Democrats trying to assassinate the Republicans because they wanted to keep the you work for me for free and I reap the rewards.
So the movie was about what in particular? Because it's Death of a Nation.
Yeah.
So I would imagine it's talking about how this country was being killed. I don't believe it is now. Not like it was.
No. It's more of the reason why he called it a Death of a Nation is because he wanted it to be the opposite and the more the uplifting than the Birth of the Nation. The movie that Woodrow Wilson showed inside of the White House to a bunch of Democrats, which actually helped bring back the KKK to a stronger standing within the South.
There you go. Well, you know, and the stories you hear today, and we'll talk about this more into the side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Dave Goss will still be with me. We'll talk about Dinesh D'Souza's Death of a Nation. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A couple of nitwits.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like a 4th of July.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being a part of the conversation. Let's just get back with it. My guest is Dave Goss. He's the founder of Trump Singles.
TrumpSingles.com.
I get a kick out of it every time we talk about it. All right, so and Trump Singles is you're doing a little rework on it or mm-hmm. what have you, and you know we've got 2 years coming up to his next election.
Yeah, we want to have everything ready to go just before the big reelection push starts next year. So we're trying to do everything we can right now to get things a little bit better.
You can do a Trump Singles 2020.
There you go.
There you go. But capitalism at its finest, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously. Yeah. You saw a niche, a need, threw something up there, and that's the way it's supposed to work.
Yes.
You know?
And as long as you keep up on it and you keep going, it's not just something that's going to run itself. So you have to keep up the maintenance on it. You have to keep up the work. You have to keep interacting with your customers. And you can create a great product. And that's how business works. So everyone wants to just throw something together and not do anything. But that's it. The left doesn't realize that it doesn't work like that. You have to actually put in work to get things to get going.
Well, wait a minute. Think about their platform now, right?
Okay.
Total health care for everybody. This is what they're going to run on, right?
Right.
Total health care for everybody, because you know all you got to do is tax all the rich and everything will be going to be fine.
And what is that, $32 trillion?
$32 trillion, right?
Wait a minute.
They're upset that President Trump may have added $2 trillion to the deficit, right?
Right.
And they couldn't find a budget for 8 years. They didn't know what a budget was. Now they know what a budget is, right? And then they're willing to throw $32 trillion at the bottom line. They're not. $32 trillion, they're not concerned with. $2 trillion they are.
Right. Is Congress going to be exempt from that, though? Just like they were with Obamacare?
That's just amazing. Oh, so what are they running on? Okay, so health care for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Free college for everybody, college, right?
Yes.
And then not just single payer, free health care. What was the other one? Oh, a job for everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a job.
Well, and also they're starting that pilot program in Stockton where they're just going to give $500 to all the residents.
Know.
And then Gavin Newsom wants to bump it up to $1,000 for everyone in California.
Oh, that is. Hey, he's my friend. I mean, $1,000. That's, you know. You know what I would do with the money, though? I would get all my friends together, and I'd get the $1,000, and I would give it to, like, not Planned Parenthood, but, like, an anti-Planned Parenthood, like
right.
a care pregnancy center, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's serious. Or you know what you do? You give all the money to, come on, Messina. You just came here with the... No, I would give it to a group that was pro-conservative, issues and items, and give it to them. Right?
Yeah.
Focus
yeah.
on the family. That's the one I was
Focus
talking
on,
about.
Okay, there you go.
Right?
That's a good one. Yeah.
So I have all my conservative friends say, take the $1,000 to Newsom, because you give it to Focus on the Family.
Yeah.
Right?
And you're going to get that first $1,000. You're going to think it's great, and then all of a sudden you're going to get your paycheck, and you're going to realize where that $1,000 came from, and you're just getting money back that you already spent. So you're not really, and plus you're going to get $1,000, but you're going to get $2,500 taken out of your paycheck. So all of a sudden you realize that you're losing more money than you're getting back.
Look, I like the clip I saw the other night where the guy was interviewing people in the street, and they were talking about how they're going to pay for all this. And a couple of young people said, "Well, it could be paid for with taxes, and then the government could pick up the rest." And you go, "Hey, yo, moron, where do you think the tax money comes from? Where do you think the government money comes from?"
Right.
They really don't understand how money moves.
Do they still teach economics in high school? I mean, I don't understand this.
They do, but I'm starting to believe that, you know, the tests are fleeting. You know, everybody says tests are bad, they don't work or what have you. If that's the case... I took tests. I can remember how money moves. I know how government works, right? I mean, we have a clue. Now they're saying tests are bad, but I gotta throw something in. I don't think I've ever done this to you before.
All right.
If you think about the days of slavery and the days of Jim Crow,
mm-hmm.
it was illegal to teach black people how to read. It was, if you educated a black person, that was like a federal offense. You were in a lot of trouble.
Right.
And I believe, and others agree with me, the reason they did that is if you keep people dumb, if you keep people ignorant, they can never get out of the situation they're in, and they always have to be dependent on their masters or whoever
mm-hmm.
to help them out. So what have we done in education over the last 50, 60 years, okay? We're dumbing it down. In California, when the kids couldn't pass a test, what did we do? We didn't teach differently. We dumbed the test down, and we even got to the point where now you don't have to take an exit exam.
Right. You're just passed right. You go right on.
Yeah. So since education is run by a certain philosophy across the country,
mm-hmm.
why do you think they're doing this? Why do you think this is happening?
Because the dumber people are, the more they'll vote Democrat.
That was summed up pretty fast.
Right. Well, I think it's that the way that a state gains control over its citizens is look at the way that that Hitler convinced a lot of people to follow him. He did a lot of his speeches at like right after work when people were tired, when they were very susceptible, when they, you know, because they were out, they were hardworking people in Germany before Hitler came in and started doing all the nasty things that he did. But
right.
The way that he convinced them that he was right and what he was doing was correct was he would get them at their most vulnerable.
Yeah.
Right now we can't do that because a lot of them don't have jobs. So right now so what they have to do is they have to keep them dumb, keep them not thinking, keep them in the echo chambers. Because when you're in an echo chamber and everyone's thinking the same thing, no one's thinking at all.
Keep them ignorant, right? And
yeah.
The other thing, he gave them jobs. He made sure that they had food. There were things going on. Their kids were being educated.
Mm-hmm.
So it was everything that the average person wants for their kids, their family, and their life. You know, men want to take care of their family.
Yeah.
Got a job, you're pretty happy, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. It never stops. It just, and people don't realize, they don't really see what's happening, which is really scary. And when you and I see stuff that goes on Facebook and some of the things that people say, you say, my God, did you go to school?
Yeah.
And if you went, did you crack a book?
I believe they did, and then I believe that if they didn't get the advanced education that they needed, but they hopefully went to a trade school. Most of them didn't even do that. And the other ones went to college and instead of getting educated, got influenced. Because that's what happens in colleges these days.
We do a lot of college stories, a lot of crazy college stories on what's going on and the classes they're bringing up. And you're going, my God, we are like 57th in the world when it comes to, you know, college education and what we're teaching in our colleges and what our kids are graduating with. Yet, what do we have? We had a feminine studies group for, you know, social justice for the gay, lesbian, transgender community. And you're going, wait a minute. Really? How does that? Well, where does that fit in? Where everything?
And how do you get a job
get
with
paid?
That? Yeah, and
right?
it doesn't. And so that's one of the great things that Trump's doing right now is he's trying to push trade schools and trade work, so that because you go for 6 to 8 months and then yeah.
No, I agree. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Goss will be with me on the other side of the break. I guarantee it. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Three Ukrainians are under arrest after alleged cyber attacks on more than 100 companies here in the United States. Federal officials said during a press conference in Seattle that three Ukrainian hackers led some of the cyber attacks that happened to many of the large companies. The group used malware to infiltrate into a total of 3,600 businesses in America. FBI Special Agent in Charge, J-Tab.
The Fin7 group was sophisticated in both its cyber intrusion techniques and the way that it wormed itself into private sector businesses' computer networks.
Richard Downing is the Acting Deputy Assistant Attorney General.
The criminal organization allegedly breached not only computer networks in the United States companies, but also companies abroad, including the United Kingdom, Australia, and France.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, Daniel.
We are back. And, yeah, I ain't going to school no more. I don't care who you are. Ain't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You get a live chat room there for those people who can't stand Facebook. And then you have the Facebook feed, I guess they call it. If I call it a chat room, they call me old. But you have the Facebook feed as well. And there's a lot of conversation going on there. Also, in the second hour, we've got one of the founders of MeWe, Mark Weinstein, coming on with me to explain. I guess Tammy did a minor poke at him a little while back, and he wanted to explain some of the things in the story and what was true and what wasn't true. So anyhow, we'll have him on to discuss. What's that?
It's all true.
It's all true. Of course it's all true. None of us. You never make a mistake. I got it. Don't worry about it. All right. Anyhow, Dave Goss joins me, founder of not MeWe, but Trump Singles. Trump Singles is where, you know, that's where it's at, right?
Yes, it's where you go when you don't want to waste your time trying to find somebody who's just going to tell you that you're a racist, a xenophobe. Plus, also, a lot of times you go through those main sites, it's a waste of your own time because you're going through and you have to scroll past all the ones. If you're a Trump fan, don't even try. If you're a conservative, don't even message me. And so they have all these anti-conservative, anti-Republican, anti-Trump stuff in their profiles this time, and so there's no point in even going to the main sites anymore. Just go to TrumpSingles.com. You're gonna find like-minded people over there, people that are actually gonna appreciate you for who you are, as opposed to demonize you.
And if you got no money, just go to BernieSandersSingles.com, whatever it's called. Which is really funny because the short name for it is BS.com. But you know, it's just amazing. I see that, and I think you can come up with a new show. Remember the old Candid Camera?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's do a show like that. You know, you don't say anything. Just have a dating show, right? We'll get some of those little pen pocket cameras, right? And that's when you do the whole thing, because I'd love to have some of those people get up from the table and start yelling at you, you know, because you're a Trump supporter.
Right.
I think that'd be great.
That'd be a great prank show, yeah, to put someone who's absolutely like a Moldilocks type girl out there with a Trump supporter, and you just watch the fireworks.
It would be
entertaining.
God, what was that other movie? They were doing all kinds of show. Is it Jackass or Jackwagon or whatever it's called? Yeah,
Jackass.
That was right along those lines. That would have been great.
Yes.
Okay, I want to get back to the movie in a second, but I want to pick your brain on a couple of other things, because usually I'm the guy that's ranting about all this stuff.
Right.
So the Mueller prosecutors, again, were rebuked by the judge, which I just love this, because he's not afraid to stomp them and go, hey. First of all, there's nothing wrong with being wealthy in this country.
Right.
So we're not going to go down that road. I'm not going to let you do that. And he even admonished them, because he went down the road. He went down the road with these guys about everything that you're asking, the things you're doing, or like you're trying to paint a picture and draw all this back to Trump. It's not what this trial is about.
Right.
So what do you think these guys are thinking at this point in time? What do you, you know, does this give you a little ray of hope that there might be some justice out there?
Hopefully, because, justice delayed is justice denied, and that's where we're at this point. Trey Gowdy said it the best when he said, you need to wrap this up, because there's nothing there. I mean, when their opening statement against Manafort is, you lived a lavish lifestyle.
Yeah,
that's what does that mean? There's nothing criminal about living a lavish lifestyle. So the guy made some money and had some fun. Yeah. Now that's a crime. So I mean, it's ridiculous that they're trying to grasp at straws. They're trying to do everything they can to hold on to this collusion thing until the reelection, just so they can continue to try to use it. They're just trying to prolong it and prolong it and prolong it so that it can be used again for the race in 2020.
Oh yeah, they want to show how Trump was able to give Manafort some inroads to some of these things, but this goes back like 10 years.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So it has nothing to do with Trump in the last two and a half years.
Yeah, and they're trying to connect. They're basically going like 97 degrees of separation, trying to play something on Trump that has nothing to do with him. And unless they can come up with something with some sort of evidence that actually shows that Trump did something illegal, they need to just wrap this up, because right now they're just stringing us all along, and it's not damaging Russia. Russia's not being hurt by this. What's being hurt is us, the American people. We're in a division with this. As soon as we get this done and get this taken care of, the American people can start to heal. We can start to come back together. But until then, we have our government dividing its own people.
Look, you're going to have grandchildren by the time we come back together. And I'm serious, because we are, you know, I've said this before. I've said it a million times, and I truly believe it at this point in time. And, you know, my little local area is a microcosm of what's happening all across the country. We are no longer Americans. We are Republicans or Democrats. We're not Americans anymore. And even people in our group, they're very much, we are right. There's no place to give. Well, that's not how this country came together.
If you
would do some homework and saw what our founding fathers did and how they came to the Constitution the way they did, it wasn't because they stood their ground and said, this is the only way.
Right.
There was a consensus as to how to make this country great. We're not there. We've got the right side who's sure that we have to pull you all the way over or else. And the left is sure. You know, somebody said something last week I thought was a great line. When the left looks at us and talks about us, we are nothing but pure evil people.
Mm.
When we look at them and talk about them, we say that they're misguided and misinformed.
Right.
Two big ways of looking at things, which is why we can't come together.
And I think one of the things, I think Nikki Haley actually said it the best when she did that. I think it was at a high school that she spoke at, when she said that we need to stop owning the libs, as quote-unquote owning the libs. Because there's people out there that just attack and attack and attack and attack. You don't get someone to listen to you by attacking them.
Yeah.
When you talk to them, you're able to persuade them. And also, when you listen to their point of view, then you're able to take that and show them why they may be wrong or misguided. But you never just attack them for being what they have, for having the views that they have. We need to persuade them, to show them. That's why the walkaway campaign is working so well also.
Oh,
Brandon
yeah.
Strzok is doing
yeah.
a great job with that. And he's persuading people. He's not attacking them.
Because it's conversation. When you go on his site, it's nothing but conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to your point about attacking people, I love it when some of our people go up to somebody, just stick their fingers in their face, and even the Dems, I thought it was great. All of a sudden, this president has to have a spine, but the one before this didn't have to have a spine for some reason. They wanted him to walk up to Putin with this big report, throw it down on his desk and say, are you responsible for this? You need to knock it off. I would love to play the clip of Obama saying, you know, basically, and Mr. Putin, if you're involved in our politics, you just need to cut it out.
Right.
Seriously?
Yeah. Well, it also it doesn't matter what Trump does because you know he goes and he talks peace with, or he goes and attacks says he's going hard on North Korea and they say he's going to start World War III. Then he goes and meets with them. They say he's being too nice. He goes and he meets with Russia. They say he's too nice. But then he goes hard when Iran threatens us and they say that he's attacking. So yeah. No matter what he does, he's either there's no middle ground with them. They're going to find that he's either attacking or he's being too nice, and there's nothing that he can do.
Obama goes and meets with the Cuban animals that run that country, right? And what's he say? Well, we've been doing this for 50 years. It hasn't worked. It's about time we meet with them. It's about time we try to work something out.
Right.
He's hailed as a peacemaker. He's, you know, next to Jesus, he's the second man in control, in charge at that point in time. Trump does basically the same thing. And what's he? He's evil. He hates this country.
Right.
You know, both with the North Korean dictator and with President Putin. So you're exactly right. There's nothing he's going to do. They hate him so much. There's absolutely nothing that he's going to do to make them change their minds.
Yeah. And it's not just Trump. It's Republicans in general. Romney even said that Russia was the most geopolitical dangerous area for us in the world. Yep. And Obama said no. And then what goes and happens?
No. That's not what he said. What did he say? He said, hey. The 1980s called, right?
Yeah, they said 1980s called. They want their
political whatever
the
back.
The Cold War back.
Wow.
And then it comes to find out that Russia has been meddling on the left and the right and dividing our country.
Yeah.
So
and ISIS was a JV group. They weren't going anywhere.
Right. Until the mother of all bombs dropped on them.
I love that one. But they'll never talk about that. They never, you know, when I go over to that other network, it's really funny because it's a 24-hour Trump bash over there. And when I throw these things out at them, they have no retort. Their new retort now is, you can't use a what if. What if Trump did, Obama did the same thing. Wait a minute, I didn't use a what if. He did do the same thing. And you guys were fine with it. And all I'm trying, you know, when you're arguing with the left, all you have to say to them, I'm trying to find out where your boundaries are. Okay? Trump talked about grabbing a woman's private parts, okay? Billy Bob Clinton actually did it and had to pay for the action, okay? He was okay. Trump's a bad man.
Right.
So I guess as long as I just do it, it's cool.
Right.
I don't do it, it's not so cool, right?
Right. If you talk about it, then that's terrible. But if you actually do it, that's fine.
You know, it's really funny. We're going to break, but I used to say, the kid in high school that was talking about it all the time couldn't get near a girl. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. You'll listen to The Real Side.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Yeah. All right. I'll wait till you finish. All right. Get the sand out of your toes and get back into the room. You sit down. Relax. Take a listen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And, you know, let me know who you want on the show and the topics you want me to discuss and that kind of thing. I always appreciate the time that you guys take to be with me. You know, I really do appreciate the time you listen. I know there's thousands of other shows you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one, and I very much appreciate it. I've asked David Goss to join me, or Dave Goss, excuse me, David's way too formal, the founder of Trump Singles, and yes, he's still married. I'm surprised your wife didn't hit you with a 2x4 and said, "You did what?"
Well, she's a supporter too, so yeah. she's happy with it. She likes that. she likes there's a business going on. I used to work in the entertainment industry where I had to keep my mouth shut all the time.
Oh, wow.
So she's happy that I'm home more now. because the entertainment industry is gone for 14.
Did you have the magnetic bumper stickers so that you could have them on the car everywhere else, but when you pulled in the parking lot at work?
Yeah. Well, there was some times when it got a little heated as far as discussions go. I still have one friend that works as a set medic, and he shows up with his Trump bumper stickers, sometimes a Trump flag waving from his. Susan Sarandon had him removed from set because of his truck.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
That's wonderful. You know, if it makes it, and listen, I'm going to do a lot of stories today about how crazy it's going to make them, but if it makes them that crazy, I would encourage people to do it more often.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously.
I mean,
right?
Sending them to the therapist, apparently, from what I understand.
Think about how much money we're making. Trump is creating jobs right there. We need more therapists, right? Perfect. Anyhow, but I want to hit some of these crazy stories with you. I want to get your take on some of these things because we do a lot of stories on the show about what's called cultural appropriation. Have you heard that term?
Oh yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yes.
So you know every year whether it's and we're coming into the holidays, which is I just love because I love all the craziness around Christmas, and I'm not talking about buying gifts. I'm talking about the nut jobs
right.
Who can't handle it, and then you come into Halloween, right? They don't complain about the little 70-year-olds that are dressed up like hookers, right? What they complain about is a white guy like you dressed up as a Hispanic guy or something like that, because it's cultural appropriation.
Right.
God forbid you have a taco suit on to go out of their minds.
Oh.
Although if it's one of those like pussy hat suits,
right.
They'd be
yes,
fine
I'd
with
be
that.
Fine with
I think
it.
You're on their side.
I mean, who was like culturally appropriating when I worked at Jamba Juice when I was much younger and I was wearing a banana suit? I was culturally appropriating something at that point. I had to have been.
Oh, God. So this company called the Loa Polk Company, they've apologized after they were threatened and boycotted, you know, and they're going to say, well, yeah, you're boycotted. You guys believe in capitalism for all the right reasons, though, right? And the reason they are apologizing that a video that went viral, they were accusing the company of cultural appropriation, okay, and exploitation of the Hawaiian people. Why? Because even though the place was great, it had great food, it had opened in 2016, people loved going there to eat, it was owned by two Chicago natives. It wasn't owned by Hawaiians.
Oh, no.
Okay? So, I want to know, I'm feeling left out here, because I want to know where these people are for my people. Do you know how many Italian joints are owned by O'Malley's?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hernandez. I want them out. I want those places closed down tonight before the show's over. What do you think? I got a case?
Yeah. And every Irish pub that's not owned by somebody that's Irish needs to be done. That's my appropriation right there. So they're taking that away from me. We actually have a Hawaiian place that's right up the street up here.
Yeah.
Not a single Hawaiian works there. Not a single Hawaiian is managing it. So they better get over there pretty quick and let them know that they're doing things wrong over here.
I mean, and I can't get, you know, I love it because you and I kind of travel in some of the same circles, and I always ask the left, come on the show, call in. I want to know how you feel. Can't get them to call in because I believe that they would see how ridiculous. I would love one of them to call and say, I agree with this, or I would love somebody to the left that you and I might consider saying to call and say, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
We wouldn't get behind this. This is not what we stand for.
Well, and one of the biggest problems is that they constantly say that they want to have conversations about stuff like this. They're like, right, we need to have open conversations. We need to have open conversations. And as soon as that invitation to have that conversation is put out there, then they run away. And there's some sort of excuse, whether their board of directors won't let them talk about it. Or if they say, let me find the time, and then all of a sudden your phone number gets lost, and you're never able to get in contact with them. But we've had this issue with the Conservative Action Group a couple of times with offers to have a gun control debate, because they all say that they want to have an open discussion about sensible gun control. and as soon as we say, okay, let's do this, and we
not
we
put on your life, you
and,
know,
yeah, we,
not
yeah,
on
Matt,
your life.
Matt
right?
Pinicello has put that offer out there for the world to see, and everyone backs down.
I love it. So we had an issue where we had, and this is always a great one, I love this, a Democrat who thought that Trump created immigration law, right? And this person, see, this is where I say, people, you get what you deserve. Because you guys go out there and you vote for these nut jobs, and then you don't understand why they're so confused. Take a listen.
Would you send your child to FRCs?
Again, I think we're missing the point. These individuals are there because they have broken a law. There has to be
a process.
They have broken a law only as deemed so by the president with his...
No, ma'am. They're there for violation of Title 8 of the Immigration of the U.S. and Nationality Act. Okay, they're USC 1325. That's illegal entry is both a criminal and civil violation. They are in those FRCs pending the outcome of that civil immigration process. They have broken the law.
Well, these are mainly, my understanding is that under zero tolerance, these are no longer civil proceedings, but in fact, were criminal proceedings.
They're both, so? They were criminal proceedings when the Border Patrol prosecuted them, but at the conclusion of that process, once the individual came into ICE custody, they would go through administrative proceedings.
I'm confused.
Okay.
Are we surprised?
The criminal proceeding is an individual being prosecuted for the criminal violation of improper entry.
So the Democrat from Hawaii thinks that Donald Trump created immigration laws.
Right.
And this is why it's wrong to enforce them. And here the ICE or the head of the department has to say, no, ma'am, that's a constitutional law. That's a law, period. And what is Donald Trump, 212 years old?
Right. And they
get elected, Dave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, children are being separated from families long before Trump. I think it was. I don't want to say a number because I have it in my head, but I'm not sure it's completely right.
There were thousands under Obama.
But there's tens of thousands under Obama that were taken too, and nothing was said then. But then it was said under Donald Trump. So Donald Trump signs an executive order to make sure families stay together, and that was over a month ago at this point, and they're still holding keep families together rallies. I don't understand this. Like what? there was an executive order signed. It's not happening anymore. But they still are pushing it and pushing something that doesn't exist.
Well,
anymore.
No, because it pulls at heartstrings. And here's the other thing I think is hilarious. Remember this? Did you remember the meme that they put up? The pictures they put up of the kids in the cages, right?
Right.
And then somebody went, "Oh, that was from 2014 when President Obama was doing this,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so the mantra to that point was, look what President Trump is doing. Look what President Trump is doing. Look how inhumane President Trump is. And then when we pointed out to them that this was done under Obama, these pictures are from his day, what did they say? Well, President Trump is president now. He could change this.
Right.
No. Okay, well, President Obama did was wrong, right. And it shouldn't have been done, so we shouldn't still be doing it. That's an argument. That's a real argument that you and I can sit if there's a Democrat and a Republican in the room. But for you to totally ignore what the other guy did tells me you were okay with it, right?
Yeah, 100%. And they've even gone as far as taking, there was a protest about it that they took kids and they put them in cages and they were kind of showing them on the street. And people were taking close-up pictures and they tried to say, look, here's Trump putting kids in cages. And then all of a sudden the other picture surfaces that it's just a protest and the kids could just, they're just kids that were going in and being used for propaganda. Because the left likes to do that for some reason. They really like to use kids in their propaganda. Again, what you said, pulling at the heartstrings. But it's, if you have a platform to stand on and you have a good policies going on, then you don't need to use children.
Right.
And that's, I think that to me, that's just one of the things that really bothers me is when kids are used in politics. When it comes to policies that protect them, yes, that's fine. But we're not about keeping kids. We're already keeping the kids together. We're not about trying to use kids for political purposes.
And we want to make sure they're actually with family members and not with people who are going to sell them in or use them for sex slavery. Right?
Yeah, there's also I saw a report about a week ago that said, yep, that there's an uptick on children being left at the border now.
Yep.
Because as soon as they come on, they see a border agent, they see someone that's going to come after
them. They book.
They just drop the kid and run. So now the kids are in an even more dangerous situation now.
Hey, I want to get this. I told you I'd get to this, and you went and saw the movie last night, Death of a Nation, and with Dinesh D'Souza's movie. You said that Richard Spencer made an admission. You got about a minute, so
okay.
Go quick.
So Dinesh started questioning Richard Spencer. For those of you who don't know, Richard Spencer is a white nationalist, basically a white supremacist, a racist. He wants all people that are not white out of the country, people that are white to come to the country. He wants to save the people, the whites in South Africa. Anyway, so he's been punched in the face. He's been treated the way somebody like that deserves to be treated before. But he was talking to Dinesh D'Souza during the movie, and Dinesh started asking him about some of the stuff that he believes and started showing clips of him, and he's progressive. He basically admits that he's a progressive. He's not. The alt-right is progressive.
Yeah, the light went on, just like Hitler was never conservative.
Right.
Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Dave, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate your time with me as well. Head over to Trump Singles. Check it out. Not if you're married, though. Don't go there if you're married. You're just going to get me in trouble. Hey, we'll be back next hour. Founder of MeWe comes out to talk about his platform. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.